Today's daf is Sukkah daf Chav Dalet. We left off on the top of daf Chav Dalet Amar Aleph. First topic of discussion is going to be whether we are choshesh lemisa or not. This came up because we were discussing using a behema as a dofen l'sukkah, and one of the possible reasons why a behema may not be good as a dofen l'sukkah is that we are choshesh lemisa. We think the behema might die. So we contrast that with the halachos of chashin and lemisa when it comes to a husband who leaves town, and do we assume that he's dead or do we assume that he's still alive? We discuss it in the context of choshesh lemisa when it comes to bekiyas hano. Do we assume that a barrel of wine might break and therefore any trumas and maestros shabo might get lost and destroyed? And the Gemara is going to come to some sort of conclusion about Reb Meir's opinion of choshesh lemisa and Rabbi Yehuda's opinion of choshesh lemisa. That's going to lead directly into a discussion of Breira, because it's going to turn out that Rabbi Yehuda's shita in terms of being mafresh trumas and maestros from a barrel it has nothing to do with Cheshin Lemisa. It's really about whether we rely on Breira or not rely on Breira. So we're going to discuss Breira a little bit, retroactively clarifying something. And then the Gemara is going to give two additional reasons that we didn't mention in yesterday's daf, why Reb Meir may have a problem using a behema as a dofen l'sukkah. Both of the reasons we mentioned in yesterday's daf were reasons that would only pasul mi derabanan. Today we're going to mention two more reasons that would even pasul a behema as a dofen l'sukkah on a d'oraisa level. Then on Amud Beis, we're going to elaborate on the line of a braisa that we quoted yesterday, where Rabbi Yossi Aglili says, not only can you not use a behema as a dofen l'sukkah, you're not allowed to write a get on a behema. You're not allowed to use a behema as a get. So we're going to discuss what is kosher and is not kosher to write a get on, and all the various halachos that we derive from the pasuk v'kasav la sefer krisos, which is the pasuk of a get. And then in the Mishnah on Amud Beis, we're going to talk about using trees as walls of a sukkah, and that's going to lead us into a discussion about how sturdy walls of a sukkah need to be, how much of a wind do they need to be able to withstand. And we have many rayas in terms of that halacha. So let's begin. Again, we're right in the middle of a discussion. Just to get us back into it, this discussion started on Chav Gimel Amud Aleph when we spoke about using a behema as a dofen l'sukkah. Reb Meir said that you cannot use a behema as a dofen l'sukkah. Reb Yehuda said you can. One of the explanations we had why Reb Meir said you can't use a behema as a dofen l'sukkah, Abaye said, is because Reb Meir is worried that the animal is going to die. So since it could kill over at any moment, then you're not going to have a wall left. So Reb Meir is worried that it's going to die and it's not going to be a wall anymore. So he passels midrabanan using a behema as a dofen l'sukkah. But Reb Yehuda is not worried that the animal is going to die. So we asked, is that really true that Reb Meir is worried about death and Reb Yehuda is not worried about death? We have a stira in Mishnayos when it comes to someone who's married to a kohen and the husband's not around. Can she assume that the husband is still alive? And Abaye answered the stira by saying, "Ha Rabbi Meir, de lo chayish lemisa, ha Rabbi Yehuda de chayish lemisa." The Mishnah that says that we're not worried about the husband being dead must be assuming like Rabbi Meir. Rabbi Meir is not worried about death. Rabbi Yehuda is the one that's chayish lemisa, and we proved in fact that Rabbi Meir is not worried about someone dying, and Rabbi Yehuda is worried about someone dying because we have a braisa where Rabbi Meir and Rabbi Yehuda are quoted explicitly when it comes to buying wine from Kutim, where you don't have time or don't have the ability to be mafresh chumos and maestros in the regular way. Let's say it's Erev Shabbos and you're holding at the last minute before Shabbos. So the halacha is you're allowed to mentally designate 2 lugin in the barrel for truma, and 10 for Maaser Rishon, and 9 for Maaser Sheni, and Reb Meir holds, and then you could drink it right away. Apparently, Reb Meir is not worried that the barrel is going to die, so to speak, that it's going to break, which would be the equivalent of Misa. And Rabbi Yehuda, along with Rabbi Yosef Shimon, say that you're not allowed to do that, apparently, because Rabbi Yehuda is worried that the barrel is going to die, or the barrel is going to break, which would be the equivalent of death. So you see that Rabbi Meir is not choshesh lemisa. Rabbi Yehuda is choshesh lemisa. So that was Abaye's proof that his answer of the stira between the two Mishnayos is correct. That it's just a reflection of a machlokas between Reb Meir and Rabbi Yehuda whether we have to worry that the husband is dead. Reb Meir does not worry that the husband is dead. Rabbi Yehuda does worry that the husband is dead. But the bottom line is it's a stira in Abaye. Abaye, when it comes to using the behema as a dofen l'sukkah, as a wall for the sukkah, thinks that Reb Meir is choshish lemisa, and Rabbi Yehuda does not. Now Abaye, when it comes to the husband who's a kohen, thinks Rav Meir is not choshish lemisa, and Rabbi Yehuda is choshish lemisa. So we finished off yesterday on the top line of Chavdal Amar Aleph by saying epuch Rav Meir chayish lemisa, Rabbi Yehuda lo chayish lemisa. When dealing with the brises about, or with the mishnayis about a husband who is a kohen, so we can there were no names mentioned in those mishnayis, so we can attribute them to whoever we want to attribute them. We didn't have to say that it was Rabbi Meir who held that we're not choshish lemisa, and Rabbi Yehuda says that we are. We could flip it around. We could say that Rabbi Meir is the one that is choshish lemisa, Rabbi Yehuda is the one that's not choshish lemisa. And therefore it would turn out that Rabbi Meir's shita by the animal as a dofen lesukah will conform perfectly with Rabbi Meir's shita about a husband who is a kohen who goes to Medina Sayyam. That Rabbi Meir is choshish lemisa by the animal, using the animal as a dofen lesukah, and it'll also be choshish lemisa when the husband goes away, that maybe he's dead and the wife shouldn't be allowed to eat truma. And Rabbi Yehuda is not choshish lemisa by the dofen lesukah, will not be choshish lemisa. The only problem is, and in fact, the Gemara says, Eibach Rav Meir chayish lemisa, Rabbi Yehuda lo chayish lemisa, and the raya that Rav Meir is the one who's choshish lemisa, Rabbi Yehuda is not, is exactly our halacha that we started the sugya with about using the behemah as a dofen lesukah. D'tanya, asal the behemah dofen lesukah, Rav Meir posel Rabbi Yehuda machshir. So you see clearly that Rav Meir holds we're worried about the animal dropping dead, and Rabbi Yehuda is not worried about the animal dropping dead. The only problem we're going to have is that when we thought it was reversed, that Rav Meir is the one that's not choshish lemisa, we didn't just randomly suggest that Rav Meir is not choshish lemisa. We had a raya to that the reverse was correct. The raya was from the case of Bikias Hanod, meaning it turns out that we have explicitly that Rabbi Meir is not worried that the barrel is going to break, which we're going to call Misa, the death of the barrel, let's say. So he's not worried about the death of the barrel, but yet he is worried about the death of an animal that's being used as a duff on the sukkah. Rabbi Yehuda is worried about the death of the barrel, the breaking of the barrel, and yet he's not worried about the animal that's being used as a dofel nesukah, about that animal dying. So it's a double stira. It's a stira in Rabbi Meir, and it's a stira in Rabbi Yehuda. So granted, we've solved the stira in Abaye, that Abaye had Abaye's view of whether Rabbi Meir and Rabbi Yehuda are each choshish lemisa with regard to an animal as a dofel nesukah, and Abaye's view as to whether Rabbi Meir and Rabbi Yehuda are each choshish lemisa with regard to a husband who's a kohen, that's resolved. But what about the direct stira between Rav Meir and Rav Meir, the direct stira between Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Yehuda, between the case of a behemah being a dof on the sukkah and the case of the barrel of wine? So kashat Rabbi Meir, the Gemara points out, kashat Rabbi Meir, that we have a question, a stira within Rav Meir. So the Gemara says, no, it's not a stira within Rav Meir. Amar lecha Rav Meir, misa shchicha b'kias hanod lo shchicha. Efshar d'masa le d'shomer. He says, no, there's a big difference. When it comes to misa of an animal that's being used as a dofel l'sukkah, that's very common. So that you have to worry about. But worrying about the breaking of the barrel, the b'kias hanod, the breaking of the barrel, that's not so common, and that's easily avoided. Because efshar d'masa le d'shomer, you could just give it to a shomer, meaning make sure someone's guarding the barrel properly so that it doesn't break, and then it's not going to be common at all. It's all a matter of how you protect it. Barrels don't break on their own. It's a matter of the kind of conditions they're kept in and the kind of things that they're exposed to. So just keep the barrel protected, and then you could avoid it entirely. You cannot avoid the death of the animal. That's what the Sfasemis points out, that if you're somich on a shomer, Sfasemis says, l'chora, you could be somich on a shomer to let you know if the animal dies, to fix up the wall, so you're not going to have a problem with the wall. But Sfasemis points out, no, but that in that case, the shomer would be telling you after the problem already happens. He can't prevent the problem from happening. Whereas when it comes to the barrel, the point of the shomer is to prevent the problem from ever happening in the first place. So that's what we're saying. We're going to be somich on a shomer to make sure the problem doesn't exist, to make sure the problem never comes up. So that's to answer the stira within Rav Meir. But kashit Rav Yehuda ad Rav Yehuda, we have a stira within Rav Yehuda as well. Because again, Rav Yehuda was totally fine with using a behema as a dofen l'sukkah, and he he has no concern that the animal is going to die. Yet when it comes to being mafresh trumas and maisos from a barrel, by mentally designating part of the wine as truma and as maiser, Rabbi Yehuda says that's no good, because he is worried that the barrel is going to break. So says the Gemara, time of Rabbi Yehuda lav mishum dechayish lebekias anod el mishum dechayish lebreira. We're misunderstanding Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda is not worried about bekias anod. He doesn't think, his concern is not that the barrel is going to break. Rather, it's because he simply doesn't hold of breira. He thinks that when you continue to drink wine out of this barrel and then later designate two lugin as truma, as the truma that you had designated originally, you later take out two lugin and say, oh, these are the two lugin that were truma originally. Well, how do you know? You can't retroactively clarify later on to make it bichal retroactively that this was the truma and that this is the meiser. It's that he doesn't rely on breira. Now, the major question all of the Rishonim ask when it comes to breira is, what's the difference between the concept of breira and the concept of tanai? Why isn't breira just a tanai? We know that tanai works, that a person could attach a tanai to any number of things, almanas, that something happens, then this is going to be chal. So why can't he say almanas that why don't we say the same thing when it comes to being mafresh shumas and maisos, that the whole thing is a tanai, that this is the actual shumas and maisos? So Tosos writes in the name of Rashi that breira is different than tanai, because tanai is when a person has the ability to be mekayim the tanai, and he intends on being mekayim the tanai, and therefore when he is mekayim the tanai, it works out really well. But when it's ein biyado lekayim, and at the shasa tanai, he doesn't even know if the tanai is going to be fulfilled because it's completely out of his hands, that is a situation of breira. That's how Tosos quotes from Rashi to understand breira. The Ramban in Maseches Gittin daf Chafeim Beis says no, the chiluk between tanai and breira is a little bit different. That if a person is masna al dover echad, that it will be chal or it won't be chal, that's a tanai, right? A person adds a tanai to the kiddushin. This kiddushin either will, it's harei mukdesh li almanas she yirtza abba. So either yirtza abba or lo yirtza abba. It's either going to happen or it's not going to happen. Either the kiddushin will be chal or the kiddushin won't be chal. That is a tanai. But when a person is masna al shnei dvarim, person makes a double-edged tanai, that even if it will be chal, it's lo mavura, it's not 100% clear what's going to be chal, so that's going to be shayach to dinei breira. That even if it is chal, even if the shem truma is chal, the shem meiser is chal, but on what? Even that's not 100% clear at the beginning when you're first making the statement. So then it's not considered a tanai. It's not almanas that a mafresh later on, it should be chal now as truma, because I don't know what should be chal as truma, what should be chal as meiser. It's not even identified yet. That's the difference between breira and tanai in the eyes of the Ramban. How do we tack a paskin when it comes to breira? So Maseches Beitza, the Gemara says, it's explicit in the Gemara, Voshia says that by Doraisa ain breira, by Drabanan yesh breira, that we paskin that we do not rely on breira for dinim Doraisa, but we do rely on breira for dinim Drabanan. The sugya of breira comes up in so many different contexts, so many different maseches in Shas. We already had it a lot in Erevin when making an Erev chal midine using breira. But the rule is that for daraisas it does not work. For drabanans we do rely on breira, and that's how all the rishonim paskin. That's what the Rambam paskins, the Ramban, the Ritva, the Ran. That's what's paskin in Shulchan Aruch. Good, that's very clear. The question is why that's the case. Why is it that we don't rely on breira for daraisas, we do for drabanans? So the Ran writes in Beis on Beis Midapei Arif that breira is really a suffix, meaning we're not really sure if breira should work or not. So suffix daraisa lechumra, suffix drabanan lekula. So whenever it comes to the din daraisa, we're always going to be machmir. And therefore he says, if you could come up with such a case where saying ein breira would be a kula rather than a chumra, where not relying on breira would be a kula rather than a chumra, then adraba, by daraisa we have to be choshesh that yesh breira, and by drabanan we would assume ein breira. It's all a matter of being machmir versus being mekel. It's all a matter of savik daraisa l'chumra versus savik darabanan l'kula. That's how the Ran understands it. Not everyone agrees to that. The Yamshel Shlomo in Maseches Baba Kama holds, no, it's not midin safek. It's that this is the psak that b'daraisa ain breira afil l'kula b'darabanan yesh breira afil l'chumra. That's the Gemara's final psak. That's the Gemara's determination. It's not about safek. Even if you say it is about safek, it's a machlokas achronim, what that means it's about safek. Is it that it's a safek, we're not sure whether breira should work or not work, which is the pashtos? It's just a safek, that's how the Shagsari understands, that safek whether we say yesh breira or we say in breira? Or is it, no, it's not that it's a safek whether breira works or not. It's vadai, the din is that ain breira. But because ain breira, we don't know if any, let's say, take this case of the barrel of wine. If ain breira, I can't determine definitively that what I take out is the truma that was chal originally, so whatever wine I take is suffic truma, meaning every bit of every ounce of wine I have is a suffic, whether that's actually the truma, because breira doesn't work, so we can't retroactively clarify at all. So it's not a suffic in din of yes, it's suffic in metzius, that since when you make the items truma, something in there is becoming truma. That's also an assumption, that something in there is becoming truma. L'chori, you could say ain breira, it's machlok rishonim. Some rishonim said no, ain breira means nothing happened, that you didn't do anything, that it's not a shame truma at all. But others say, no, it is a shame truma, you just can't identify it. You'll never be able to identify it. Okay, so that's a discussion in the Achronim as well. But anyway, Rabbi Yehuda is not based on whether he's choshesh l'bekiyas hanod or not. Rabbi Yehuda is generally not choshesh l'misa. He doesn't think something's going to die, and therefore he's not choshesh l'bekiyas hanod. But the reason he has a problem with the wine case is because of breira. So says the Gemara, v'lo chayesh Rabbi Yehuda l'bekiyas hanod is Rabbi Yehuda really not concerned about the barrel breaking? V'hamid d'ktani seifa amr lo l'Rabbi Meir yatamod Hashem yibaka hanod v'nipzizah shosatel l'mafreya. When Rabbi Yehuda tries to prove his point to Rabbi Meir, Rabbi Yehuda dafka makes that point. He says to Rabbi Meir, and what are you going to do if the barrel breaks? Then it will turn out that everything you drank was tevel, that you were never mevarer. What was the truma? What was the meiser? So aren't you worried about that? V'amr lehu, and Rabbi Meir's response was, l'kishe yibaka. Yeah, when it happens, I'll worry about it. But in the meantime, I'm not worried about it because it didn't happen yet. So Mechal d'chayish Rabbi Yehuda l'bekiyas hanod. That makes it sound like Rabbi Yehuda is concerned about bekiyas hanod. Says Gemara Hasan Rabbi Yehuda d'kamar l'Rabbi Meir. Now Rabbi Yehuda was talking to Rabbi Meir on his own level, meaning he was telling Rabbi Meir, Lidi di lesli breira. I personally have no concerns of breira. El lidi dach di yesh. I personally think that breira doesn't work at all, and therefore this whole thing is a moot point. This whole hafrasha is not going to work. El lidi dach di yesh breira. But you who hold of breira, iyata moda de shema yibaka anod. So aren't you at least moda that shema yibaka anod, that you have a practical concern that maybe you will never come to breira because the barrel may just break? So Amalei, that's where Rameh responds, likisha yibaka, that yeah, when it happens, I'll worry about it. The Pnei Shlomo Maseches Yuma points out that that typically speaking, we like to believe that Chachamim are nice to each other and that they speak in a respectful and nice way. Likisha yibaka sounds overly cynical, meaning just say that I'm not choshesh. I'm not choshesh for bekiyas hanod. Likisha yibaka, when it breaks, why does he say in such a lashon, like a lashon of bittel, as if he's not even paying attention to what Rabbi Yehuda has to say? So he says there's a nafkamina, whether the reason is because of ein breira or whether the reason is because of shemi yibaka hanod. Meaning, Rabbi Yehuda is going to disagree with Rabbi Meir and say, I don't like this whole hafrasha. But there are two possible reasons why he doesn't like the whole hafrasha. Either because you can't rely on Breira, or because of Shema Yibaka Anod. Is there a difference between the two? So he says, yeah. If the chashash is Shema Yibaka, so let's say he was mafresh, and it didn't break. He got lucky. The barrel stayed. So then the truma is truma. It does work as a hafrasha. The whole concern was Shema Yibaka Anod. So we don't want to take the risk of being mafresh the truma in this way. But if the reason is ain't Breira, so then it turns out that whatever he was mafresh as truma didn't help at all. The whole afrasha is invalid. Again, according to some rishonim, the whole afrasha would be invalid and nothing is truma at all. So it could be Rabbi Meir knew that the other group of Tanayim, that Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Yosef and Rabbi Shimon, hold that the reason is because of Ein Breira. And even B'dieved, therefore, the truma is not truma. And that they were only talking to him on his level of B'kiyas Anod. So they were saying to him, you should at least be worried about B'kiyas Anod. So he said, L'kishay Yibak, Yibaka, meaning even if you're right, that's only if in the end it's Yibaka, if in the end the note actually breaks. Why do you Aser even when it's Lo Nivka? Meaning he's saying, you're presenting an argument that I know you don't really believe in. Because if you really believed in it, then you would say that it's okay if it's not Nivka. So Likashe Yibaka would be the only issue. So he's coming back at them and saying, say what you really believe. If it's really about Breira, so say it's about Breira. It's not about Shemi Yibaka Anod. Because if it was about Shemi Yibaka Anod, then it would only be a problem Likashe Yibaka when it actually happens, when it actually breaks. That's how he understands what seems like an otherwise overly cynical response of Rabbi Meir. Okay, so the Gemara asks now, wait a second, Velochayish Rabbi Yehuda Lemisa, is this true that Rabbi Meir didn't allow the animal to be used as a dofel in the sukkah because he thinks the animal will drop dead? But Rabbi Yehuda has no problem with it. Why? Because Rabbi Yehuda is not worried about an animal dropping dead. Vatanan, Rabbi Yehuda is not worried about Misa. Vatanan, Rabbi Yehuda Omer Afi Shacharis Maskinu Loshema Thomas Ishto. First Mishnah Maseches Yuma says one of the preparations we do for a Kohen Gadol is we prepare an Isha Acheres. We get a backup wife for him because the halacha is V'chiper Ba'ado V'ad Beso and Beso Zuishto, that when he works, does the Avodah on Yom Kippurim, he needs to achieve Kapara for himself and for his Bayis, and Bayis refers to his wife. So he needs to have a wife on Yom Kippur. So what's going to happen if his wife dies? So we prepare a second wife for him. Apparently Rabbi Yehuda is worried about somebody dying. So says Mala, yeah, that's by Yom Kippur, a special chumrah that we have for the kapara of Yom Kippurim to prepare a separate wife for him. But really, Meikar Adin, it's not necessary. Now Tos Yishanim Maseches Yuma Daf Beis says that even having the wife is not makiv the kapara. It's a mitzvah min amuvchar. And the Raya L'davri says is that the backup kohen, we prepare a backup kohen as well, the backup kohen that we prepare just in case there's a psul with the first guy, does not have a backup wife, Shema Thomas Ishto, lest his wife dies. So it turns out that it's a Chiddush Gadol in our Gemara, that Rabbi Yehuda's Machmir for his Choshish Lemisa for a mitzvah min amuvchar, for something that's not even a ma'akev, meaning chibur ba'dov ad besa, the way we're understanding, the way Tos Yishanim understands it, is not even ma'akev, it's just a din l'chachila. And still, Rabbi Yehuda's going to be choshish for Misa on that, more than for a chashash iser, more than he will be for a chashash iser when it comes to the sukkah. So Tos Yishanim then says, but maybe he's wrong. Maybe really it is li'ikuva. Maybe the fact that we don't prepare a backup wife for the backup Kohen Gadol is because what are the chances that two problems are going to happen? That there's going to be a psul in the Kohen Gadol and the backup Kohen Gadol's wife is going to die. So that far, we just don't have to be choshu. But maybe in a chinami, it is ma'akev. And that's what Mechas Chinuch concludes in Mitzvah Kuf Pehei, that it is actually ma'akev. V'chiper Badov Ad Beso is ma'akev. He does need to have a wife. So it says Gemara, Bein L'man Yom Hashem and Thomas, Bein L'man Yom Hashem and Tivrach. All of this was, this whole discussion was within Shitas Abaye. Abaye thought that the reason Rav Meir doesn't want an animal to be used as a wall of a sukkah is because the animal might die. If you recall, in yesterday's daf, though, there was another Shita also, that it wasn't that the animal might die, it was that the animal might run away, and then you're going to be left without a wall of a sukkah. But for with either of those two reasons, Midaraisa Mechitza Mali, Hiv Rabbanu D'Gazruba, on a Daraisa level, the Mechitza would be totally kosher. It's only a din midrabanan. We're afraid he's going to die. We're afraid he's going to run away. That's the whole concern. It's all on a drabanan level. But if that's the case, that it's all on a drabanan level, that's great when you're trying to be machmir. When saying that the animal might die or the animal might run away is a chumrah. So you say it's possible to use for a sukkah, or it's possible to use for pasi biraos, or for lechi in a mavoi. That's all the chumrah. But by a Golel, Rabbi Meir is Mekel. So how can you say, Rabbi Meir says, not Metami Mishum Golel. So that wouldn't work if it's only a Din Midrabanan. El Me'ata the Rabbi Meir, Tatami Mishum Golel, if on a Daraisa level, we're not worried it's going to run away, we're not worried it's going to die, so then it should be a valid Golel Akever, and it should be Tami Mishum Golel. Alam Etnan, why then does the Mishnah say, Rabbi Yehuda Metami Mishum Golel, Rabbi Meir Metaher, the Rabbi Meir does not have a problem. Mishum Gola Lekever, he does not think it's Tameh. Mishum Gola Lekever. It's interesting that we quote a Mishnah to prove the point that Rav Meir is not Choshesh Gola Lekever, as opposed to the Brisa that we just mentioned in yesterday's Daf in Chaf Gimel Amud Aleph, where we said exactly the same thing. So Rashi rather points out, V'adin D'Matzi L'Mifrach M'Masnisin D'La El D'Ketani V'Lo Gola Lekever El Masnisa Ali Malei Lakshuri. We'd rather a Mishnah than a Brisa. V'od Mishum D'Ketani Mitar Behed Yalashon Kula. And also the expression that Rav Meir uses in the Mishnah is much more stark. He used the word metaher, which is clearly a lashon of kula, as opposed to just ein osino so gola lekever. It can't be a gola lekever, which doesn't necessarily sound like a lashon of kula, even though it means the same thing. But it's not a lashon of a kula. So that's why we prefer this lashon. We prefer to use this this mishnah rather than the brisa. But it makes the same point. The point is that if this were all really only a din midrabanan, then we should not apply it lekula. We should only apply it l'chumra. So says Gemara, Ella Amravach. So the Gemara is going to have two other possible reasons as to why an animal cannot serve as a dofen l'sukkah. Ella Amravach Bar Yaakov Kasavra Meir Kol Mechitza Shomedes Beruach in a Mechitza. Any Mechitza that only stands because of air, because of wind, is not a mechitza. So it's the breath of the animal that keeps the animal alive and that keeps the animal standing, so that's not a good mechitza. That's possibility number one. Possibility number two, how this could be a d'oraisa problem. Ikeda amri amravacha bar Yaakov k'savra meir kol mechitza sheina asu b'dei adam ein a mechitza. Any mechitza that's not made by human hands is not considered to be a valid mechitza. Now, we previously, Daf Yeralf from Beis, we had a machlokas where we learned the halachos of sukkah from, the dinim of schach from. So the Gemara had said that we learned some of the dinim from Anani Yaakov. We had a machlokas what l'man yedu dor seichem is about kibas sukkah soshafti, whether it's a zecher to sukkah's mamash or a zecher to Anani Yaakov. And we tried to learn dinim of schach from Anani Yaakov. Now Anani Yaakov are omid beruach, and Anani Akavod are Eino Asa B'dei Adam. So some of the Achronim point out that's very difficult. So they say it must be Rav Meir holds like the Shita Sukkos Mamash HaSulahem, and that it's nothing to do with Anani Akavod. Or maybe that's only a din that we learn from the Anani Akavod what minim we can use for schach, but not the tsura of its amida, not how it's actually how it stands. Maybe that is not derived from schach for some reason. Meaning we only apply some of the details of schach, but not of Anani Akavod to schach, but not all of the details of Anani Akavod to the sukkah. Okay, but those are the two possibilities of how it could be a psul on a daraisa level. My benai, what's nafkamina? Whether the issue is that it's omedus beruah, or the issue is that it's not also b'dei adam. Let's say you put a balloon or something as the wall of the sukkah, so it's also standing only because of air. So if you say mechitza that omedes beruach is not a valid mechitza, well then this is not a valid mechitza because it's omedes beruach. And if you say that the concern is that in mechitza that's not man made is not a good mechitza, well this one harei asui b'dei adam is made by man, because a person was the one that blew up the balloon to make the mechitza. So this is made by man, and therefore would be kosher. That would be the nafkamina. Good. Now we mentioned in the Bryson yesterday's daf, Amr Mar Mishum Rabbi Yossi Aglili Amru Afin Kosfin Alav Gite Nashim, that they said in the name of Rabbi Yossi Aglili that not only can you not use an animal for a whole host of things that we listed in the Brisa, you're also not allowed to write a get on an animal, on a living animal, and use that as a get. So the Gemara is going to discuss where we know this from. My time is Rabbi Yossi Aglili. What's the reason for Rabbi Yossi Aglili? Why can't you write a get on an animal? Ditanya Sefer. Pasuk says, when it talks about a get, it says, V'kasavla Sefer Krisus. Sayinli ala Sefer. So from there I would only know that you have to write on a parchment, like a Sefer, like you write a Megillah, like you write a scroll. Minayin l'rabos kol davar. How do I know that you can write on other things as well? Like, let's say, paper. You're allowed to write on just normal paper also. You don't have to write a dafka on a scroll, on a parchment. So Talmud Lomar, v'kasav la mikol makom. That's why the pasuk says, v'kasav la mikol makom. That's a, it comes to include more things. Tosfos raises the question, well, if normally when you have that, you have v'kasav as a general term, followed by v'sefer as a specific. So normally the operative Midosh HaTorah Nidreshes Ben is Klal Uprat, and the rule is Ein B'Klal L'Masha B'Prat, meaning you have a general term of Kasavla, and then it says Sefer, very specific, you got to use a a scroll, so that's a klalu prat, and the rule is that it should only include sefer. We shouldn't include anything else. Tosa says. Furthermore, Tosa says in Sota, Mesecha Sota, Daf Yud Zayin, it says Ein Kosin Lo Al Luach V'Lo Al Niyar V'Lo Al Diftera El Al Megillah Shnemar B'Sefer. It says B'Sefer, and from there we learn that you dafka have to write it on the right kind of parchment. So over here also it says Sefer. So why don't we say the same drasha? So Tosa says by Sota it says V'Kasav Es Ha'Alos B'Sefer. So it's a klal uprat. But over here it says V'Nasan B'Yada afterwards. V'Nasan B'Yada is another klal. So it's not a klal uprat. It's a klal uprat of klal. So and Tosa points out even though in this Gemara, in this sugya, the Gemara makes no mention of V'Nasan B'Yada, makes no mention of that last klal. But sometimes the Gemara does that. Sometimes the Gemara leaves out some of the details of what's really going on in the drasha, so it's leaving out that detail. So back in the Gemara, Im Kain Matam Lomar Sefer. Well, if you're going to say that you could use anything because V'Kasavla means Mikol Makom, well then what do I derive from Sefer? What's Sefer teaching me? So Lomar L'cha, it's teaching me Mas Sefer Davar Shein Bo Ruach Chaim. That whatever you use to write the get on has to be similar to a sefer, in that just like a sefer is not alive and it's not food, so too whatever you use should not be alive and should not be food. Well, whatever I use is also not liquid and it's not, I don't know, you could come up with any number of things, and it's sefer is not made out of wood, and it's not, you could have any number of ways to of qualities that a sefer has that you could, or characteristics that a sefer has that you could apply. What made us come up with these two? Something that's not alive and it's not food. So Tosa says, yeah, the Chazal figured out based on each Indian what they think makes the most sense. But you could have come up with thousands of things. We just have the Chazal just figured out what makes the most sense, and this is what they thought makes the most sense. Tosa writes, very hard to understand. The Rabbanan would respond, ikas of bas sefer. The Rabbanan who allow writing on an animal would say, if it says bas sefer kedekamrit, then I would say you're correct. Hashadik sif sefer, but once it says sefer, we have a different drasha from that word. It's not coming to tell me that what you write a get on has to be similar to a sefer. Rather, l'sfiras dvarim bi'alma hu da'asa. It's coming to tell me that the get has to tell the story of the divorce. It's a sfiras dvarim. It has to say this man is divorcing this woman. It has to say exactly what's going on. V'rabbanan hai v'kasav mai darshibei. Great, but then what did the Rabbanan learn from v'kasav? If they're not going to learn the details of what you're allowed to write a get on from because of the sefer krisus, so we know what they use, what they do with the word sefer. It's for sviras dvarim. What do they do with the word v'kasav? So humi bayiluhu, they use that to teach b'ksiva miskareshes veda miskareshes b'kesef, to teach me that a woman could be divorced through ksiva but not with kesef. Meaning, when it comes to getting married, you can get married with a document. You can. There are three ways to do kiddushin: kesef, shtar, and bia. So gerushin l'chora should match. So gerushin you could do with a document. You could do it with a shtar. Maybe you should be able to do it with kesef also. Rashi points out, how would you do it with kesef? Have the husband give her kesef. So Sfasema says, wouldn't it make sense the other way? Have the wife give the husband kesef. Meaning the person who's being kona normally is the one that gives the kesef. But no, it's very clear why Rashi says that, because v'nasan la, the ma'isa gerushin is done by the husband. You can be magari shisha bal karcha. She doesn't have to do any ma'isa at all when it comes to the gerushin. So obviously, whatever the ma'isa is, the husband is the one doing the ma'isa. But it's from there, that's what the Rabbanan use because of to teach me that the only way to get divorced is with the document, that you cannot use kesef to get divorced. Shitas Abaye, Rashi points out in Maseches Kiddushin, is that the reason that we don't say that you can't get divorced with kesef is not because of the kesef. That's Shitas Rava. This works according to Rava. Shitas Abaye, the reason you can't get divorced with kesef is not because of the kesef, it's because Ein Kategor Nasa Senegar, that the same thing that gets you married shouldn't be what gets you divorced. So says Gemara, but a shtar gets you married and a shtar gets you divorced, that's the same thing. So, no, it's a different thing. The shtar will say different things. One shtar says hareyat mukadeshesli, the other one says hareyat mukureshes mimeni. So they're two totally different shtaros. That's not called the same thing. But money is the same. Whatever money is the same exact thing in one way or another. Rav Asher Weiss has a whole piece on Ein Kategor Nasa Senegar, it was my son's bar mitzvah drasha, where he writes Ein Kategor Nasa Senegar in this context is not is a melitza. It's not the normal usage of the terminology terminology of Ein Kategen Nasneger, because the Gemara says in Maseches Rosh Hashanah, Ein Kategen Nasneger is only Bifnim, it's only the Fnai for the Fnim. So, and the only reason we apply it to Shofar is because Kivin to the Zikaron Kazi Kilafnim Dami. So, Ein Kategen Nasneger doesn't just apply broadly wherever you want to apply it. So, this is not, it's a Melitz over here, it's not the actual usage of that that concept. Okay, anyway, so Salka Taitachamina, I would have had a Havamina Holvi Iskashitia Lavaya Maavaya Bekesav Avitia Bekesav, that just like you get married with Kesav, you can get divorced with Kesav. Come Ashmalan. That's why the Rabbanan say comes along Vikasav and tells me not so. Iber Rabbi Yossi Aglili already used Vikasav, so how's he going to know that you can't get divorced with Kesav? Rabbi Yossi Aglili, Hai Svara Minale, where is he going to learn that you can't get divorced with money? So Misefer Krisos Nafkale. He derives it from Sefer Krisos, and he darshins the juxtaposition of those two words, Sefer Krisos, Sefer Korsa, Vein Davaracher Korsa. That only a Sefer can be Kores, only a Sefer can sever the marriage, but nothing else can break the marriage, nothing else can make the marriage end. The Idach, the Rabbanan would respond, how did the Rabbanan know that din, that Ein Davaracher Korsa, I mean, what did the Rabbanan learn from the juxtaposition of Sefer Krisos, Homi Baile Le Davarachores, Beino Levena? They learn from Sefer Krisos that the Sefer has to be written in such a way that it's an absolute severing of all ties, that it can't be a partial get, that a get has to be completely kores. What does it mean, completely kores? What would be something that's not completely kores? Kidetanya, this is illustrated in the following brisa. Hareza gitech amnashal tishti yayin, v'amnashal techul be'savicha li'olam, einza krisos. If a guy gives a get to his wife and makes the tenai of the get something that's forever, almanas that you never drink wine, or almanas that you never go to your father's house, that is not a krisos, because one time she goes to her father's house, and 25 years from now, the get's not going to be chal. The get's going to turn out to be pasul. So for the rest of her life, as long as she's walking on this earth, there's always the concern that maybe she's still connected to the husband. So that's not kores. If there are still strings attached, there's still something that might connect her to her husband for as long as she's alive, well, that's not considered to be something that's being kores. Kol shel shem yom hareza krisos. But if it doesn't say forever, it's not liolam, the word liolam doesn't have to appear. The word liolam is the Gemara's editorial note. She just says you never go you don't go to beis avich, so that means liolam. But if he puts a time to it, he says shloshim yom, then it is a krisos, because once those 30 days are up, so then she's no longer connected to him. So there's a clear end to the marriage. There's a clear point where she's never going to be connected to him. What if he says almanashal telchu lebeis avicha for the next 300 years? So is that chances are she's not going to make it that long. So do we say, well, as long as she's on this earth, she's still connected to him because there's no way she's going to make it? It's like the prison sentences for 300 years. Do we assume that it's going to be that it's the same thing as liolam, or do we assume no? There's an end. It's quantifiable, and as long as it's quantifiable, so then that's good enough. So in Shulchan Aruch and Ibn Ezra Sim Kufmem Gimel, he quotes a daya that even if he's masna for more than the lifespan of a person, it is a good get, because at least it's a zman katzuv. At least there's a set time for it, and that's what it's all about. It's all about having a set time. The Rambam writes in Hilchos Nazirus, someone says Hareini Nazir Liolam is a Nazir Olam, but if a person says Hareini Nazir Elef Shana, he doesn't have a din of a Nazir Olam. There are different dinim of a Nazir Olam versus a Nazir for X amount of time. So the Rambam says, a guy says he's going to be a Nazir for 1,000 years, he's not a Nazir Olam. So maybe the same thing would apply over here, according to that daya that's quoted in Shulchan Aruch. The Idach, and the other shita would respond, Mikaris Krisos Nafka. Yeah, Rabbi Yosef Lili says, I could still learn that din, that it needs to be Dovar Kores Beino Levina, from the fact that it doesn't say Kores, it says Sefer Krisos. So that teaches me that there's another element of Krisos that we can derive from here. The Idach and the Rabban would say, Kores Krisos Lo Darshi. We can't darshan the difference between the word Kores and the word Krisos. Now, there is also a discussion in the Rishonim that when you make this tonight, let's say shloshim yom, hareza giteich almanas that kol shloshim yom you don't call the beis avicha or whatever. So when is she allowed to get remarried? So there are various shitos in the Rishonim. Rashi over here writes that since it could be bali de afrada, at the end of 30 days they'll separate from each other. So already from now she's allowed to get remarried minat Torah. So the implication of Rashi is midrabanan, we don't let her get remarried for the next 30 days. It's only minat Torah that we allow her to get remarried. The Rambam in Hilchos Gerushin Perachas halacha aleph says she can get married right away, even though the tanai is not mekuyim yet, and we're not choshesh that someone that she's not going to be mekuyim the tanai, because any tanai that's biyada lekayma, of course she's going to want to be mekayim. Other rishonim, the Ramban, the Rashba, other rishonim say that even a tanai that's biyada lekayma, she's not allowed to get remarried. It's only if the tanai is b'shevi al taseh. The tanai is she would have to do something to make it not a good get. Only then would we say that she's allowed to get remarried. But if the tanai is b'kum v'aseh, even if it's biyada lekayma, we don't trust that she's actually going to be mekayim the tanai and let her get remarried. So and then there's a third shita in rishonim. Some attribute to Shitas Rashi that even a tanai that's biyada lekayma and is b'shevi al taseh, still lechatchila you're not going to let her get remarried because we're worried that maybe she'll be over the tanai and the get will be batel and in b'nei mamzerim it will turn out that all of her children will be mamzerim, so that would be a very terrible thing. So that's a three way machlokas rishonim. The next mishnah, which apparently we're out of time, we're not going to be able to get to, is about a sukkah that the walls of the sukkah are not so sturdy using the trees as walls of a sukkah. We'll get to that tomorrow. Canvas sukkahs. That's the big sugya about canvas sukkahs tomorrow. Sure.